Welcome to the Motivated Creative Podcast, where we dive into inspiring stories and journeys of handmade business owners, as well as giving guides and teachings to help grow your own creative business. I'm Nikki, I'm your host, and every week I'll bring you insights, tips, and heartfelt conversations with passionate artisans, creative entrepreneurs, and business experts. Whether you're just starting out or you're looking to take your handmade business to the next level, this podcast is for you. Welcome to the first ever episode of the Motivated Creative Podcast. I am so excited to be here and so excited to dive into this with all of you amazing people. What I want to do is talk to you about handmade businesses. And a lot of people that know me know that I'm an advocate for handmade businesses. I love to see people explore their crafts, explore their talents, and put them out there into the world and market them and sell them out to everyone. But there are some people who are new here that don't know me that will just want to discover why they should start a handmade business, what a handmade business is all about, and how to turn their passion into profit. It's really scary. And the reason why I know it's really scary is because I have built my own handmade business. And there's an element of starting a business with somebody else's products is scary, yeah, because it's putting something out there and selling products and starting a new venture. And there's all these things that you don't know that you're having to learn on the job, and that's terrifying. But with a handmade business, everything you create is a tiny little part of you. And there is an element of starting a handmade business that is terrifying because you just don't know whether someone's going to like you. And it's a beautiful journey, but it is putting yourself out on the parapet. And what we want to do here with the Motivated Creative Podcast is give you an opportunity to hear from other handmakers, from business experts that can teach you different skills and different things that you can do to make your business work, to put it out there, and from, you know, motivated people doing it for themselves, you know, that have got out there, that have had the ups and downs of being an entrepreneur, because we all know it's not easy, and that have found joy in what they're doing. So please come along through the Motivated Creative journey and become part of our community, and hopefully you will hear from some incredible people that will help you decide how you launch your handmade business. So I know most people are going to ask, the first thing is, why should I sell my arts and crafts? Why should I sell my hobbies? It's a joyous thing that sit on the sofa in the evening. I've got something I can make, I create, I give it to my friends, I give it to my family. It's better than buying stuff at Christmas. If you are happy creating, then create. I just want people to create as much as possible. But if you have something special and you have people around you, and there's that little niggle, that little seed inside you that's thinking, well, I wonder if I could sell this. I wonder if I would make any money. Then just do it. And that's the biggest piece of advice I could give you, is just do it. It's really hard to know whether it's the right thing for you until you give it a go. But there's so many benefits in running your own handmade business. Now, first of all, I'd like to put it out there, running a handmade business, you are running a retail business, you are a store. And there is an element of that, you know, that comes with having to know your customer base, the type of people that are going to buy your products, you know, knowing where to market, knowing what stalls and artisan events to go to and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, it's a learning curve, and there's a lot to do, and there's a lot to find out, and there's, you know, some expense in that, in finding the right fairs and paying for your stall fees and paying for maybe marketing banners and your flyers and that sort of thing. So there is, you know, some element of financial commitment to it as well. But the rewards, even personally, I believe the rewards outweigh all of that. Being able to earn money on your terms with a creative hobby that gives you joy, I think there is something absolutely beautiful in that. The joy of seeing other people with your handmade products and seeing the the smile on their face and the happiness and the gratitude that they have, the appreciation for your art, your craft, that is beautiful. And building a community of people that support you, value your talent and want to show that to the world and to other people is wonderful. And I know that selling your products is putting yourself out there, but a lot of that joy and support and community that you get really helps. It really helps you get out there and feel confident and learn about yourself and your products and what you can make and what you can do and push yourself to another limit. And it is a wonderful thing. I started creating my own handmade business, wow, 15 years ago. I used to make just little things here and there, and it was one of them. I would make anything I could put my mind to. I would make, I would knit stuff, I would make little toys, I'd design outfits and dresses and, you know, things for me to wear. I've been making clothes for my daughter since she was born. So it was just one of those things where I started creating. And then when my son was born, he's now 13, so 13 years ago, I was so poorly while I was pregnant. And my husband bought me a jewelry making kit and just like, if this is going to keep you in bed while you recover, this is what, you know, here you go, play with this, have some fun. And I started making jewelry, and then I started buying supplies online. And then it got to a point where I had more jewelry in my bedroom than I had clothing. And my husband's like, you've got to start getting rid of some of this stuff. I was like, okay. So I started selling it online, and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I can make stuff and sell stuff online from my bed. And at that point I was selling on eBay. So I wasn't selling, you know, anywhere fancy. I really hadn't thought about it. So I set myself up a little website. I was directing people to my website and sending my husband with big bags of jewelry off to the post box every day. And it just developed from there. The fact that I knew I could use the skills that I'd learned throughout my career and throughout my corporate world in my handmade business. So looking at the marketing, looking at the SEO, looking at how to do online ads, and it really changed everything that I thought about my life. I was lucky enough to get it to a point where I could sell the business whilst I looked at my other careers, my other paths, and I missed it. Those years where I wasn't creating and selling, I missed it. I missed the events. I missed going and meeting people and seeing things. I missed those little milestones that you have, you know, selling your first item, getting to the first £100 in sales, getting to the first £1,000 in sales, you know, looking at all the different locations that people are buying your place from. I had an actual map where I put pins in, where every time someone from a different location bought one of my products, I put a pin in the map. And all of these little things I really miss. So when lockdown came about and I had an opportunity of time, which we never get time, running around, kids, work, everything else, time is something we get very little of. So when lockdown came about and I had this abundance of time, I looked into creating again and set myself up with my beautiful Peony and Pine company. We specialize in luxury and handmade candles, wax melts, diffusers, all home fragrances. And it was the best thing I ever did. It was the best thing, hands down, the best thing I ever did. To be able to, in 18 months, we had a little store in a marketplace. I popped up in John Lewis. I was in the happiest place of my life. But again, this need to share what I had learned on my journey came about. And this is why the Motivated Creative podcast is here, because there are so many things that I've learned through that journey that I want to be able to share with people so that they don't have to go through those learning curves that I have, so they can sort of skip through those learning curves and learn from someone who's already had the tears, had the meltdowns, had the breakdowns over the challenges that are in running your own business. You know, making sure you're managing the time effectively so you can balance everything that you need to do, because you are everything. You're the marketer, you're the accountant, you're the maker, you're the shipper, you're the packer, you're everything. Managing that time is a challenge. Knowing where to market your products, how to market your products, it's a challenge. You know, how to stand out from a competitive market, how to brand yourself correctly, it's a challenge. Learning about logistics and production and inventory and shipping, they are all challenges. But the great thing about challenges is working through them and overcoming them and getting to a state in your life and your business where you are confident with your skills and moving forward to then teach them skills to others around you. It is worth it. It is worth every single challenge for that. And I am so grateful every single day for having the opportunity to have a passion and pursue that passion and turn that passion into a profitable venture for myself and my family, to have the flexibility of owning my own time, owning my own schedule, and to be there for my family when I need to be without worrying about what's going to happen. The gratitude that I have daily for my business, for my lifestyle, for everything, it's just immense. It's just everything. So please join along with us on this journey. And if you have any questions or you have any queries or you want to connect with someone that you hear on this podcast, join us at theartisanbusinesscompany.com/podcast and discover the people that know what to do. Discover the experts that you may need on your journey through your handmade business and connect with them, ask questions, drop us an email, you know, connect with us on Facebook, however you want to do it. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all of the ones up there. But follow your dream. Every step you take in your handmade business brings you closer to that dream. So embrace the journey, cherish the challenges, and stay grateful every moment. Thank you so much for joining me today. I will be back next week. We have some amazing people. Next week, we have the beautiful Sam Self. She runs her own company, the Rock and Rose Jewelry Company. And I've been working with Sam for about 4 or 5 years now and watching her thrive in developing her business. So join us where we discuss the ups and downs of business and how taking it one step at a time can lead to real growth. See you next week. The Motivated Creative Podcast is brought to you today by the Artisan Business Company. If you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review and share it with your friends. Your support helps us reach and help more creative entrepreneurs just like you. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Artisan Business Company for updates and behind-the-scenes content. Until next time, keep creating and stay motivated.